Alright guys, so it's yours exclusively, Fernando Chilla, music business educator and researcher, and we're inside another session of the B-side sessions. And I trust that we're keeping safe, you and your family, during this time, during these trying times, during this COVID time. You know, just keep praying, just keep thinking positive. That's all we have to do right now. As I always said, just keep producing and putting out content. You gotta stay relevant regardless of the situation. And of course, B-side sessions, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Deviant Productions and DJ Chilla. Big sponsors on the inside. And in today's B-side sessions, we're going to be talking about blockchain and the music industry, more so its viability in Trinidad and Tobago and maybe even the Caribbean, because that's somewhat or something sort of new. And it is not necessarily new to outside markets, to the outside music market, but it's going to be relatively new to Trinidad and Tobago, hopefully. So to first understand blockchain technology and blockchain and its use in the music industry, we must first understand that it is also based upon Bitcoin or cryptocurrency technology. In layman's term, and I'm going to explain even further, is that it is digital currency, more or less. And as I dive further into the topic, you're going to get a little more clarity on how its use may be used in our music industry or may be viable in our music industry. So basically, blockchain is based on Bitcoin technology, as I mentioned earlier. Now, with Bitcoin technology, transactions can be verified and approved, thus making it more accountable for everyone who is involved, for all the participants. And there's a full chronology of events, so all the participants can see that the transactions that occurred. You know, they can audit it, they can be traced, and then the technology operates on a centralized platform. So all participants are able to enter or leave at will and see all transactions. So that is what basically blockchain is based about, or based upon that Bitcoin technology. So let's boldly go where no man has gone before and take a look at this technology. So we're gonna commence with smart contracts. Now, blockchains can host smart contracts to help artists manage digital rights and allocate revenue shares to contributors to the creative process. Yeah, sounds nice. Royalties could be designed to be more inclusive, offering fair terms for composers, lyricists, and musicians, all stakeholders involved in the creative process. And that's a really nice feature, because no one can get paid on this blockchain technology without having a smart contract. So all creatives, all people involved in the process must have a smart contract in order to be paid. Now, the service works by attaching a smart contract to every song an artist uploads and dividing the revenue according to the terms the contract stipulates. Moving along to the accountability factor or accountability feature of blockchain. Now, one of the biggest appeals of blockchain is its public nature. All of the transactions for a creative work could be seen and validated, including who accessed the work and how much revenue the work is generating at any point in time. You know, so this will allow stakeholders to have a better sense of the overall value of their creative work that is out there that they are producing. You know, all in the form of a digital ledger provided in the blockchain. And attached to that creative work, there's a cryptographic ID that is verified with the blockchain. So that means that ownership can be traced and the creative content securely shared. So would this feature come in handy when it comes to creatives dealing with issues with their relevant CMOs or PROs concerning revenue generation and seeing how much revenue their tracks are generating? Likewise, blockchain will promote efficient and dynamic pricing for creatives. Now, creative content can be mispriced. By tracking the demand for creative content, pricing could be more dynamic. Prices for creative content could fluctuate according to supply and demand. Moreover, artists could control prices and have the ability to set prices themselves without having to go through a complex web of intermediaries like Spotify and YouTube, you know, just to cut out the middleman. So that is one of the benefits also that has been offered by blockchain. And because blockchain provides records of who has been granted access rights to their creative works, artists can have a stronger voice in their pricing scheme and could therefore even at times provide discounts on their works at certain times. So these are all features that an artist may look at and may want to have you know, in their power, in their grasp. They may hold it close to their heart concerning the works that they put out. So is this a good feature or not? Let's see as we go down further down the line. Now, blockchain technology allows for micrometering or micromonetizing. What this means basically is that on the blockchain, snippets of creative works could be made available for a price. For example, a few seconds of a song for use in a movie trailer. Now, this kind of micrometering works by having the blockchain record the precise components of the creative work that were used, defining the smallest consumable unit of creative content. So what that basically means is that if a client wants to buy or purchase a certain part of your song, they don't need to buy the whole song. They could just pay for what they have used, you know, so that also could be a benefit. Another feature of blockchain is that it helps establish a reputation system, which is very important in the industry as well. Now, blockchain can help link reputations to specific addresses on the blockchain, allowing both producers and consumers of creative content to verify one another. This could encourage stronger collaboration and better behavior by promoting cooperative terms for content creators and consumers alike. Again, participants who repeatedly don't fulfill terms in a contract or try to game the system would have their actions recorded and acting as a deterrent against bad behavior. So it's all about accountability, it's all about building trust, it's all about having reputations, you know, it's all about transparency and verification. Is that needed more in our industry? I think so. Would blockchain provide those tools or further enhance it? Well, let's take a look at some of the challenges or risks of blockchain technology as well before we can say, is it worth it? One of the major challenges or risk associated with the blockchain is the licensing issues and challenging that status quo. Now, it is not yet clear what threshold of artists will be big enough to disrupt the status quo, where distributors, record labels, and other intermediaries have established terms, including stipulations for payments and use. So, would those artists be big enough to challenge those giant record labels who are major players in the industry? The other major challenge or risk that is associated with blockchain, and which when I looked at it really made some sense, is artist promotion. Now, while blockchain may provide creators with a larger say and stakes in the revenue generated from their creative content, the question still remains as to what extent can an artist as an individual market and promote their creative content without the help of traditional agents or record labels. So an artist has to ask himself or herself, am I able to promote myself without the help of intermediaries? Am I able to do that without relevant personnel who are responsible for that? It could be a win situation, it could be a losing situation for the artist. As much as blockchain tries to get the artist more closer to the clients or to the customers, to the fans, looking at the micrometering or micromonetizing aspect of blockchain, remember blockchain is based on Bitcoin technology, and Bitcoin itself is not originally designed for micropayment features. It usually requires a separate platform that handles payment. So if you're having a separate platform, it also means that they are somewhat of a middleman or middle person. So that means they will also require revenue from the transaction that is done. So you're not really getting away from much middlemen anyhow. We still have to have middlemen in the industry. Now, another challenge or risk about blockchain technology is the fact that intellectual property frameworks have to be developed. Now, governments and IP rights consortiums will need to define legal frameworks recognizing transactions conducted using blockchain. Now, while blockchain technology provides the means for keeping a record of the property holder, we may still need to rely on traditional mechanisms to enforce owners' rights, especially when contracts are not upheld. And you know how that goes in Trinidad and Tobago, or even the Caribbean per se, in terms of having intellectual property frameworks designed and put into place or even enforced. It takes some time. And as we continue along the side of legal frameworks, on the other end, there's governance permissions that need to be given. because there are questions concerning whether blockchain in the creative economy should be public or private. In other words, if we go down the route of a public blockchain, the data stored in the blockchain will by definition be accessible to all participants in the network. Again, this could present IP concerns or intellectual property concerns if creative content is stored directly on the blockchain. On the other hand, if it is a private blockchain, issues will come about concerning the governance as well, especially when it comes to permission rights. In the private blockchain scenario, the important question is who will fund the new system? So in our music market, would a record label or a private entity, whether music or non-music entity, or probably one of the CMOs, develop the infrastructure for blockchain and put it out for artists to use? And if they do, they would also need to generate revenues by doing that or for doing that. So in some sort of way, the middleman is still there. So while there are a lot of benefits with blockchain technology, there are also some risk factors. And these are the sort of things that we have to look at if we need to have blockchain technology in our industry, if it's worthwhile. Some people may say yes, some people may say no. I'm hoping that someone hears this, or there may be some people who already have more information about blockchain in the industry and are challenging the powers that be to take a look at it. Mind you, in 2017, the Berklee College of Music Open Music Initiative, in collaboration with the Inter-American Development Bank, Intel, and two other corporate giants, sponsored the Summer 2017 Lab project. Now, if you don't know, there were three Caribbean artists who attended this lab, two from Jamaica and one from Trinbago, and he was Johan Chakori. Now, for all those who may know or who may not know, Johan Chakori is a senior frontline tenor pan player with Phase 2 Pan Groove. And basically, the lab explored the technical challenges associated with blockchain. For example, the cataloging, attributing, distributing, commercializing, and identifying of musicians' works on a platform like that. You know, because again, as we said, there are some challenges and risk involved with blockchain. And basically, the goal was to learn about the emerging technology and improve how artists can be compensated on blockchain technology or on a platform that uses blockchain technology. Out of that Summer Lab project, there were at least four platforms developed, but I couldn't find any more research material concerning if follow-up was done by the musicians and the software developers involved in making those platforms. But it was noteworthy that we had a Trinidadian artist, someone from our industry, who was involved in that initiative. So it shows that there's a possibility that blockchain technology can be brought down here and utilized. I'm hoping that this presentation, this B-side session, was informative. I know it was a lot of information to soak in, and it was a lot of information put out there, but it's for our benefit, and we need to keep educating ourselves about the changing technologies that is happening in the music industry. And this blockchain technology should be explored further for our industry. As a matter of fact, it has been in use in the outside markets and outside music markets from since 2008 by a number of artists as well. So I'm just gonna close the curtains now on this presentation of the B-side sessions, you know. So look out for us next week, Thursday, please God. Keep producing, keep putting out content. Stay safe, folks. B-side sessions was sponsored by DVN Productions. The music in the background is DVN Productions made, and DJ Chiller does the mix. And I'm out for this one. Until next week, please God, guys. Let's be safe.